3. After 0, 1, and 2, 3 is the next important number in God's scheme of things. Have you ever pondered the number 3 from the perspective of the Lord? My mother used to say, things happen in threes. Well, I don't know if that's true, but I can see where it could be possible. The number 3 in the Bible often represents things completed, sometimes of good and sometimes of evil. 3 like God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The triangle of evil, the dragon, Antichrist, and false prophet. Jude 1 verse 11, Cain's greed for gain, Korah's fraudulence, and Balaam's rebellion. In my digging around, I found the Trinity of blessing, grace, mercy, and peace, and the Trinity of wickedness, the world, the flesh, and the devil. But it does go further, like third planet from the sun, proton, neutron, electron, past, present, future, man, woman, child, liquid, solid, gas, and of course, rock, paper, scissors. Ah! In threes, there is heaven, earth, and hell, beginning, middle, and end. The gospel comes to us in power, the Holy Spirit, and conviction. Of 1 Thessalonians 2, Paul's appeal did not come from error, deception, or uncleanness. The testimony of the apostles was holy, righteous, and blameless. In 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 12, where Paul writes, they exhorted, encouraged, and charged everyone to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls all who would come into his kingdom and glory. 3. An amazing number on God's number line. Notice the Trinity of the Scriptures, the Law, Prophets, and the Son of God, and writings of history and happenings and the progression of destruction, iniquity, transgression, and sin. Jesus rose on the third day, and because of his sacrifice, we prosper because of him who delivered us from so great a death. We trust his deliverance, as in did deliver, does deliver, and will deliver. In Romans 8:24, we were saved. 1 Corinthians 1:18, we are saved. And Romans 5:9, we shall be saved. Man is body, soul, and spirit. Time is past, present, and future, like verb tenses, which are necessary in order to convey who, when, and what. We consider space in three dimensions, length, width, and height, although I must add that from a Hebrew perspective, space was one thing divided into five. The universe is space, time, and matter. 3 is associated with sacrifices, which according to Genesis 5:9, had to be 3 years old, and in Leviticus 19:23, fruit was not to be harvested until 3 years after the tree was planted. I believe it's important to notice that 3 is common in designating significant lengths of time, such as 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 years. I have read that the Hebrew sages considered there are 3 divisions of time in order for justice to run its course when tempered with grace. As a result, Joseph imprisoned his brothers 3 days. Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days. The ark stayed with Obed-Edom for 3 days. The mother of Moses concealed the baby for 3 months. Mary visited Elizabeth for 3 months. Paul stayed in Ephesus 3 months and was shipwrecked for 3 months. 2 Samuel 13 says, Absalom fled and went to Geshur, where he stayed for 3 years, and Israel experienced a famine of 3 years in 2 Samuel 21. There really is something to it. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will spin and dance over you with loud singing. Hey now, did you get that? God will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you and spin and dance over you with loud singing. The first three of the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. And the first three of the gifts of the Spirit, according to Ephesians 4, are apostles, prophets, and evangelists. Although the list is of five, apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers, not necessarily in that order, for they function as one person, instant in season and out. In Ephesians 4, our calling to which we have been called is with all humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another in love. Three is not dual like two, but is plural and is actually the smallest number of plurality. It is also used as in the sense of thrice. Elijah laid upon the dead child three times, and Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. Just as out of David's 30 mighty men of valor, there were three who were most select. Out of the 12 apostles, there appears to also be three who were select. In Isaiah's vision in chapter 6, the seraphim declared, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." And many, many years later, in the vision of John in Revelation 4, seraphim again declared, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." Holy declared thrice by the seraphim is enough to establish a matter according to Deuteronomy 19, where it says a matter shall be settled by the account of two or three witnesses. In ancient wisdom, three was considered the perfect number of the circle of innermost friends. Like the three of Daniel 3:23, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Or is that fat back chicken shack and off to bed we go? Anyway, they were pitched into the burning fiery furnace and were delivered by the Lord, emerging unscathed without even the smell of smoke on them. In Daniel 6, the high officials resented Daniel so much so, they sought an injunction against him. Daniel fasted 21 days, which is a multiple of three, and also prayed three times a day that God would deliver him. The Ark of the Covenant contained three sacred objects: the jar of manna, Aaron's staff, and the stone tablets of the covenant. In Matthew 4, Satan tempted Jesus three times, and three times Jesus replied with Scripture. Life in general seems to run in seasons of young, middle age, and old, and I think I'm far more towards the end of those seasons than the beginning. Yeah, this could go on and on, so I'll leave it right there and hope you're inspired to consider that, even in your dreams, all numbers the Lord uses are important. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.